With us, Reggie Newsom. First of all, as of this week, unemployment benefits now tied to job search. Tell us how that works.
Well, starting on October 13th, we're asking all new UI claimants, unemployment insurance claimants, and individuals that are not exempt from work search to register on JobCenterWisconsin.com, our free labor market information website where they can search for jobs. So we want them to register, create a resume, build a profile on the website. And if they don't register, their benefits will be withheld until they do register. And again, we're going to have job centers, libraries, DWD staff throughout the state of Wisconsin that will be available to help claimants register, build their profiles, build their resumes. They can go into a job center, get all that information, get all the support they need. But the reason why we're doing this is, A, it's a federal requirement that we need to enforce. But secondly, we want to get as much information as we possibly can from job seekers to help them with their job search and help them connect to jobs in the marketplace.
What would you tell the average person that is unemployed right now and thinking about, you know, getting back to the workforce, but they're maybe confused or maybe totally unsure of themselves with the situation they're in?
Well, I would tell them they can get all the help they need from DWD staff and our local job centers. We can help them with counseling. We can help them with resumes. We can help them with interviewing skills. We can do everything in our power to help them with their job search and ultimately help them get back to work.
The governor made reference to this, as well as Senator Lassa, about the number of manufacturing jobs available and the fact that baby boomers are going to be retiring and there's going to be a lot of openings. How concerned are you about that problem?
Well, we're hearing from employers that this is a big issue, so we're concerned. We have a skills gap in Wisconsin where we have employers that can grow and build their companies, but they're having a difficult time being able to connect with the skilled labor force, and that's what we're doing. What we're doing at the Department of Workforce Development. That's why the governor has invested $100 million in workforce development in K-12, workforce development and training to be able to train adult workers to find the jobs. That's why we're building a state-of-the-art labor market information system with the governor's investments. That's why we have the Skills Explorer, and for individual job seekers, they can go to SkillExplorerWisconsin.gov. To be able to search for jobs based on skill sets and requisite and competency requirements. That's why we're doing everything in our power to invest in the workforce. That's what the governor's focused on this issue. And we're going to continue to do everything in our power to continue to connect workers to the available jobs. That's why we have worker training. That's why we have all the investments in workforce. And that's why we are asking unemployment insurance claimants to register on JobCenterWisconsin.com, because that is a pool of workers that we need to get skilled and connected back into the job, back into the labor market.
Well, in this area, we've had a number of people that were in, say, like paper manufacturing or maybe in a part of the food business and got laid off and the like. So they've been in manufacturing. How can we help get that workforce that has manufacturing skills already to these new jobs?
Well, that's why I mentioned Skill Explorer Wisconsin.gov for those individuals, because we want the individuals that have been working, dislocated from their jobs for no fault of their own, to be able to search for other jobs based on the skills that they currently have and the competencies they currently have. So this new tool that the governor rolled out last Monday, SkillExplorerWisconsin.gov, can help those individuals that do have manufacturing skills but might not know how and understand how those skill sets and experience may go into other jobs and other industries and other occupations in the state of Wisconsin.
They're waiting for Reggie.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
sir. Thank you.